Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A little upbeat number to start the, what's today, Wednesday? Wednesday show? Sing along with this crowd? Sing along.
My whole life. You do the words. I'm the background. Happy! Go
First
Hawks.
Of all, you know I don't know words to songs that I actually like, let alone...
Oh, how dare you say you don't like Pharrell and Happy.
Nah, it's a good song, but...
Oh, your son's too old. I've heard this a million times on that damn Minions.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. This
I've
is
heard it on
Minions.
The radio, but, yeah. So, we had an incredible gambling victory last night. And, rarely as a gambler do you get a victory quite like we had last night. We bet the Panthers Blue Jackets over last night, over 5.5 goals. There were 3 goals scored in the first period. I watched the entire Panthers game last night. 3 goals scored in the first period. You get down to the end, and so it's pacing really well because now you just need 3 more goals over the next 2 periods. Anywho, gets down to the end of the game, and it is 3-2 Columbus. And there is, a minute and a half left when the Panthers finally pull the goalie. And they really just can't get anything doing. They have a decent chance with about 10 or 11 seconds. And then there's a face-off. And honestly, with 1 second on the clock, the Panthers tie the game at 3. So not only as Panthers fans are we happy because you're getting a point regardless, and then you're going to have a chance in overtime or then a shootout, which is where they want it. But we hit the over with 1 second left in regulation. It was, talk about happy. We were happy. It was just happy.
Gambling makes you feel alive. Those are one of those moments.
It really was. It really is. Yes. Gambling can make you feel alive at times. And that was one of those moments where you just, I yelped. It just came out of me. It was like you with the hibachi when they throw the shrimp. I couldn't even help myself. Bah! It didn't matter. I was like a Muppet. Bah!
And another funny thing about last night, my wife, I told you, every time I watch a random game, because she knows who I, Dolphins and Buccaneers.
She knows you bet, yeah.
So now she knows I gamble when I'm watching these random, UFC fights or college basketball in the middle of the day. So she'll just ask me, oh, yeah, who you betting on, whatever. So then last night, I had to explain to her. She was like, you're watching hockey? I said, yeah, we bet on it. Who, you bet on the Panthers? No, we bet on the over. She was like, the over? I was like, yeah, both teams combined have to score 6 points. She said, you're betting on both teams? She said, you have a problem. I said, no, this is normal.
That's better. That's better. You're doubling your chances. You're not just betting on one team. We broke the system.
I think next time Asia sees you, she's going to have a long sit down with you about what you've done to me.
And somebody texts in, Solana, you were right. It was a barn burner. It really was a barn burner. You nailed it, Solana.
Barn burner.
It was a barn burner. So, hey. And then it goes to overtime. And I have to tell you, Sergei Bobrovsky in overtime the Blue Jackets get a power play, and Sergei Bobrovsky was lights out in overtime against a power play. It was ridiculous. And then the Panthers go on to win the game in a shootout, and it was Patrick Hornquist that had the win goal. And Brendan Tobin, who does mornings on 790 The Ticket with Leroy Horde, made what I believe to be one of the best parody songs in radio history, because it's Patrick Hornquist and Steve Goldstein on Fox Sports Florida gave you just a perfectly enunciated Hornquist at the end of the game when he won it on the shootout. And Tobin put together Miso Hornquist. Play this if you have it, Solana.
Hornquist! 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 Hornquist!
Oh, my God. I was cackling watching that. He posted it to Twitter last night. So, fun night of gambling. And so now the Panthers are 3-0, by the way. So, that's fun. That's fun. And then I saw a story today, right before we came on the air. Local 10 on their website, Brian Flores says Dolphins have had conversations with wide receiver Devontae Smith. And I'm just reading the article that's posted at local10.com. Flora said, "We've had some conversations. Look, he's obviously a very talented player, very productive player in college, someone who is, I think, going to have a very good NFL career." Flores continued, "He's tough. He's smart. We would have loved to have seen him this week, but it's good to kind of meet him. Seen him in practice, I mean, but it's good to meet him, spend time with him, and find out what kind of person he is. The football character, the toughness, the competitiveness, he's a very good player." I think Dolphins fans are getting excited about this guy. I certainly have been after the national championship game. So,
oh, you should. And these stories about his size. He's the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right. Right.
One of the handful of receivers in the history of time to win the Heisman. Let's take it easy on the size, man.
So we got some stuff to look at today. In fact, Safid Dean from the Sun Sentinel, he's in Mobile with the Dolphins and the Senior Bowl. So we'll check in with Safid this hour, see what's going on over there in the what's that?
You think Safid sticks out like a sore thumb in Mobile?
Like a sore thumb.
You're not from here, huh, fella?
Like a sore thumb. That is me at Twin Peaks with Crowder, Jarvis, TJ, Randy, and the rest of his crew.
Who the is Jarvis?
You're the guy talking at the table. You're holding court over there, man. Come on.
Doug Plagans will join us today. He's the radio voice of the Panthers. We can celebrate Miso Hornquist, but also we want to ask him about hibachi restaurants. You know, Doug Plagans is our food expert. So hibachi restaurants, we talked yesterday. Who are we talking about hibachi with? Mike Wallace. Aronde. Yeah, so we'll talk with him. Find out what Plagans thinks about double dipping. Because Rondé says he double dips with no shame.
He hits him with the Chicken Little. So they
right,
had me laughing.
I look left. Hit him with the Chicken Little.
I give him the Chicken Little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
They had me laughing all night.
How does a Rondé Gadsden pull off the double dip at a party? This is how.
I give him the Chicken Little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
That's great. Clay Ferrero is going to join us today, Local 10 sports anchor. We'll talk a whole bunch of different things with him. And then a program note, at 5:30, 560 The Joe goes into Miami Hurricanes basketball. They have a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight, so 5:30 is the pregame. So the final half hour of our program will be on 790 The Ticket only. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we check in with Safid Dean in Mobile.
The Florida Panthers improved to 3-0, as Hawk mentioned, a big gambling night for the show. Guys, the first time in franchise history that the Florida Panthers start 3-0.
Like 3-0 doesn't seem impossible in an 82-game season. First time in franchise history that they've started 3-0.
That's surprising. I won't
That's
lie.
Surprising, right? I mean, honestly, that is so surprising.
Does it mean something? What's your coaches doing? What's your players doing?
I don't think it means
from the
that.
Past. Hell, you know, what about the boogeyman? Boogeyman, get them ready to play the damn game.
Boogeyman. We have time for that?
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just get out of the way.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the boogeyman, Coach Bogner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him boogeyman?
Finney just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. 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 Boogeyman.
All right, then give me some Two Live Crew then. I got to hear some Miso Hornquist.
Hornquist! 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 Hornquist!
I mean, Tobin just had to be sitting at his computer. Tears streaming down his face making this. It is so simple, yet so genius, right?
That's awesome.
I mean, Goldie gave him a perfect Hornquist. Let's go home. It was
damn,
great.
Tobin got it. You got a turnaround. The damn game was over. Yeah, what, 10?
I know. We didn't get the boogeyman song out till Quenneville was the coach. I mean, we're working on a delay here.
Sorry, Solana.
Thanks, guys.
What else we got, Solana?
The Panthers will play the Blue Jackets once more tomorrow, 7 p.m. Can they get to 4-0 for the first time in franchise history?
I mean, find out. Tobin's turning out songs 4 seconds after the game ended. Solana's giving out scores on Tuesday from Saturday afternoon.
Love you, Solana.
A tale of two shows.
I want to see Tobin do the headlines like I do, though.
All right, fair enough.
Today, Canes basketball is in action, gentlemen.
All right, who are they playing?
No idea.
Honestly? That was the extent of your story?
Yeah, I have no idea who the Canes are playing. I just know that they're playing today. At 6 p.m.
Wow. And you just threw down the gauntlet of let's see if Tobin can do the headlines like I do.
FSU.
They play Florida State,
who's
by the way.
Ranked.
You're in Tallahassee. Yeah, no, Florida State's very good.
6 p.m. start time. Pre-game show will begin at 5:30. So programming note for our show from 5:30 till 6, only on $7.90 the ticket.
So your story was literally just going to be Canes hoops are in action tonight?
Canes hoops are in action tonight, yes.
Way to give the info that people need.
Step your game up, Tobes. The Heat, they play tonight as well. A 6-game homestand begins tonight, 7:30 p.m. Jimmy Butler is going to miss his 9th straight game.
All right.
We have some more Heat news, some Fox Sports Florida and Fox Sports Sun news as well, but we're running out of time here, and I don't want to miss this story because Tate Martell, the Miami Hurricanes quarterback, he has entered the transfer portal.
Yes.
Now, I remember before I was a part of the show, listening to this show back in March 2019 when Tate Martell was approved. His waiver transfer was approved by the NCAA. I went into the archives. I did a little production work, Hawk.
I can't wait.
How Hawk and Crowder covered the Tate Martell story March 19th, 2019.
Again, now segue. Solana's been working on this for 2 years. Tobin's churning out hits 3 seconds. 3 seconds after the game ends, Solana's been working on a montage for 2 years now.
Hawk and Crowder segue away from a Badlands Booker interview who's on the air because Tate Martell's waiver has been approved for the University of Miami.
All right, so again, the NCAA has approved the waiver, so Tate Martell will be eligible. My guess is he's your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about that. Some good, big news for the University of Miami. We'll discuss it again next. My guess is Tate Martell is the quarterback August 24th in Orlando when the Canes open against Florida.
Yeah.
It's why they went out and got him. I think it kind of falls into what, Manny Diaz, the new Miami?
Yep.
Like, everything is new, including the quarterback. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of falls into his whole thing. And he went out there, and he got him in the transfer portal, and now he's cleared to play. And Tate Martell, I would say, you know, barring anything ridiculous in spring practice, I would say he's the guy.
There was something ridiculous. He couldn't throw. He couldn't throw a ball.
Let's go!
Hey, that sounded like you, Solana. Oh, my God. I sound as crazy as one of the people that stormed the Capitol.
Hey, man. At the time, it was a big deal.
Ooh, I doubled down, man. Well, I would say, barring an asteroid striking Earth, Tate Martell is your next Heisman Trophy winner at the U.
He's supposed to. Oh, and Jaren Williams. He was going to take Jaren Williams' job. That's right.
I think I've been saying that. Your next Heisman Trophy winner since Derek Crudup. I sound like a babbling idiot there. I stopped an interview with Badlands to do that.
Segwayed out of Badlands Booker on talking about the croquetazo, but Tate Martell, the next Heisman-winning quarterback, was bigger news. By the way, Crowder, the next 5 months was Hawk convincing all Canes fans that Tate Martell would lead the Canes to victory over your Florida Gators in Orlando.
Did he play?
He did not play.
No, I think he caught one ball at the slot receiver or something crazy.
He had one pass. Remember, I believe he had one pass. It was the worst pass that anyone's ever seen. Oh, my God. I can't hear that enough. Barring any unforeseen calamity, this is the next Bernie Kosar.
A strong take.
I mean, I should immediately be put in concussion protocol.
Yes. Tate, the savior, Tate.
Oh my God. I did. I spoke of, I'm telling you, I sound like one of these Capitol rioter idiots. Like this guy was, he's here. Q has finally made it happen. Q has been telling us that he's coming. It's Tate Martell. I told you these parlor message boards were right. Fast forward 8 months. He throws one pass. It goes off his own neck. Like, what? How'd that happen?
You know what? And that was his only pass that year.
That was it.
He's one for one for seven
Listen,
yards.
What more would you need to see? Oh, my God.
The new Miami, Tate Martell.
I think I could be Baker acted just by you playing that audio for a judge.
This dude's terrible.
That is great. All right, anything else, Solana?
Let's get to our weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, nice and sunny outside. Around 80 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows will drop into the lower 70s. That is your weather.
Oh, my God. But I do believe that's how I react to exactly everyone that they get in the transfer portal. That's my go-to reaction. Oh,
every recruit as well. Oh. Any name they give you, that's just what you say.
That was funny. All right. Well, we got Safed Dean in the next segment. He'll give us actual information that you can use. It's not what I do when I'm talking.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I would see the guy from Auburn. What's his man's name? Igbenini.
Hawk and Crowder.
He's in Mobile. I don't like much about Alabama, certainly not Nick Saban, but this song happens to be great.
This is probably the best thing about Alabama.
Right?
I've been there 100 times. This is the best thing.
Safed Dean covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, and he's in Mobile. Senior Bowl is going on. Dolphins coaching staff is the coaching staff there, so... There as well. Obviously, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I guess the big story that was interesting Dolphins fans yesterday and today, Safed, is Devontae Smith, right? He was walking around yesterday, and apparently he's texted with Tua about running it back, although they'd be running it back in Miami. We saw that Brian Flores had some nice things to say about Devontae Smith. Like, is there a feeling, I guess, in Mobile that there's a little bit of a courtship going on?
How about we come back to that question after I tell you what I'm looking at right now, Hawk? And what's up, Crowder?
Okay.
How you doing, man? Sweet Home Alabama is one of my favorite songs, too, especially when you're drunk at a bar, man. It's like one of the best songs.
It's a sing-along. Yeah,
but what I'm looking at right now at the Senior Bowl is Brian Flores and Chris Greer talking with Nick Saban right now, man, on the field.
What? Oh. What?
What do you think those guys could be talking about, man?
Spray them down. Spray them down with Raid. We need insecticide. Insecticide stat. We don't want them to get infected. This thing gets in your blood system. This is bad.
We need to get some Alabama blood into the Miami Dolphins system. That's what needs to happen, man.
We've got enough. We got Tua.
You
what
got Tua.
We
they're going to talk about Devontae Smith. I'm pretty sure they talk about Najee Harris. I mean, Alabama also has a center like Landon Dickerson, too. You should definitely get a look by the Dolphins as well. But, Nick Saban just got onto the field, and Brian Flores and Chris Greer, they've been talking for about, 5 minutes or so. And this is what the Senior Bowl is all about. This is why the Dolphins came to the Senior Bowl to coach one of these Senior Bowl teams, is to get close with the players, get close to coaches like Nick Saban, who runs the whole state of Alabama here, and, get to know about players like Smith, players like Najee Harris, who the Dolphins could take with their first, their first round picks in the draft in April. So right now, the Dolphins are going to work, man. I think they're doing a really good job trying to get everything settled this Senior Bowl week, trying to evaluate as many players as they can, talk to as many people as they can. They have 4 picks in the top 50. They can't miss on any of these picks. I guess this right here, seeing these them, Flores and Greer talking to Saban right now, is definitely a good step for them.
And Safed, to that point, like how advantageous is it to have a whole coaching staff on the field at the Senior Bowl? Does it really make a difference in the upcoming draft?
Yeah, man. So let me tell you, the Dolphins and the Carolina Panthers, the other team that are here coaching the Senior Bowl, they are squatted up out here, man. I'm telling, like, the entire coaching staff, a lot of members of the front office, and many, many members of the scouting department are here. Whereas other NFL teams, some guys only have 2 people here, 3 people here, no more than 10. The Dolphins probably doubled that alone, maybe even triple, close to it. So just the strength and numbers that the Dolphins have here in Mobile to be around these players, get to know these players, have small talk with these players, coach up these players on the field, right next to them on the bus, just sharing meals if they can get a chance to do so, or even walking in the hallways wherever they run into each other. These players are going to see a Dolphins logo or somebody wearing a Dolphins sweatshirt, throughout the whole time that they're here. And when they finally get into the meetings, they're going to leave with, whatever they leave with in those meetings with the Dolphins personnel. And for the Dolphins, it helps them out, too. They get to know who all these people are. They get to know who these players are. They get to meet these players. They get to see how they respond on the field. And it's a little bit better because it's in person versus a lot of other teams who are, one, aren't here, and two, kind of just relying on Zoom calls to get to know these people.
It seems pretty smart that the Dolphins decided to do this, right? Because other coaching staffs passed on it, correct?
Yeah, I think some other, you know, people didn't want to or felt the need not to come. And I think the Dolphins, they had, like, you know, the number 18 pick. They didn't have the standing in the Senior Bowl coaching staff with the 3 pick, but they had it for the 18 pick. And it seemed like a lot of other coaches, you know, decided to pass. And also there was a good handful of teams that needed a new coach, so they were going to get passed up on anyways. But, yeah, the Dolphins have 4 picks in the top 50, and we all know how big the draft was for them last year. When you got to you got the offensive linemen, and this draft is all about, you know, at least securing a receiver and running back, getting an edge rusher, maybe a safety or a linebacker along the way. For the Dolphins to have this opportunity to coach these players up, get to meet these players, they have a bigger advantage than at least 30 other teams in the NFL right now. So it's a huge opportunity for them.
And Saf, as you brought up the center from Alabama, I saw a picture. It might have been on your – yeah, I think it was on your Twitter, a picture of Najee Harris standing next to a normal human being. He doesn't look like a normal human being, Saf. And has anybody jumped out to you just on the field or even just physically? Like, when you walked in the stadium, your eyes stuck on this guy.
Yeah, man. You know how, like, they make fun of, like, Saquon Barkley's quads before every game? Like, Najee Harris could definitely put you know, have some competition with that, man. He's really, really imposing. He's 6'2". You know, I'm not a big fan of, like, 5'10 and under running backs running into, like, 10,000 pounds of offensive linemen and defensive linemen. You know, a guy like Najee Harris definitely does have the size and the prowess of the player that you like. Man, Crowder, I know we're the UF boys, man, but Kadarius Toney was the fastest dude out here. He's super slippery. He's gonna end up being a first round player. He completely balled out yesterday. There's another receiver, Western Michigan, Dwayne Eskridge. I don't know if I said his name right. He's gonna be a riser in the draft. I don't know if he's probably day three, probably going up to day two at this point. And there's this center, man. I forgot the name. His name slips me, but I gotta send you guys a tweet of a picture of him. This dude has his jersey raised, belly all hanging out. He's the only dude with his jersey raised, so you could definitely see who he is. He's standing out on his own, but he's got a mean streak at the center position, man. He's pushing guys straight up into the second level, and he's not letting go of them. And that's the kind of guy I want to see on the offensive line, too. I got to find his name for you guys, but that dude, he's from a small school in Wisconsin. He's been one of the guys that kind of stand out too as well for me.
Safid Dean, you can read his work in the Sun Sentinel and follow him on Twitter, and you can get all the Senior Bowl coverage that you crave, because a lot of Dolphins fans are obviously excited with the number of draft picks, like Safid has just mentioned, the fact that the Dolphins are getting real up close and personal looks and the opportunity to meet. But what else is going on there in Mobile? Is there any talk between anyone about Deshaun Watson and the possibility that he might be looking for a trade, or any of you know, people that cover the NFL that are there? Is there any Deshaun Watson conversation?
Yeah, there's always going to be some Deshaun talk, especially this week, man. And I think, you know, the Senior Bowl has definitely changed because of COVID this year versus last year. COVID was probably 2 months after the Senior Bowl last year. So, you know, a lot of the agents, a lot of people that would be roaming the streets here in Mobile, Alabama, trying to get some information and stuff, a lot of people stayed home, man. It's been kind of hard to kind of, you know, navigate and try to find people to talk to. But the word around here about Deshaun Watson specifically is, you know, the Texans are still waiting to see who they hire as coach. The Texans still have a lot more leverage in this. You know, I mean, Deshaun does have the no-trade clause, but the Texans do have some significant leverage here. They're going to have – whenever Deshaun does make that formal trade request, the Texans are going to have a boatload of suitors, you know, at least half the league. And there's going to be some teams that do end up selling out, man. I think there are some teams that are going to try to do their best to maximize any offer that would be better than the Jets and better than the Dolphins. I'm talking about at least 4 first-round picks, and maybe even some secondary picks, you know, day 2, day 3 picks if they can. You know, some teams out here, you know, they can definitely sell out their future with a boatload of first-round picks for the next 3 to 4 years, and probably have a higher offer than the Dolphins are willing to part with. Should the Dolphins go up even higher than that? I mean, we'll see when that offers, you know, those offers do come around. But, yeah, the talk is rampant, man. Deshaun Watson is obviously going to be one of the top 5 quarterbacks available in the league right now. We know what kind of player he is. We know what he's going to command. And, you know, this talk is going to last pretty much until March or April, man.
And, Safin, speaking of Deshaun Watson, and we've talked before, like, everybody's in on Deshaun Watson if you can get him. But there's going to be some quarterbacks available, not just Deshaun Watson, if he is this offseason. Does any of these other guys, and I'll use this term because you're in Alabama, does any of these other guys wet your whistle? Stafford, Garoppolo, Dak, Matt Ryan. Like, is any of these other names that are kind of being floated out there, would that get you going like a Deshaun Watson did?
For the Dolphins?
Yeah.
No, not for the Dolphins. I mean, look, you know, Matt Stafford's had his career already. I'm hearing San Francisco could definitely be in the mix for him. The only one really that would wet my whistle, like you said, would be Aaron Rodgers. But I don't know if Green Bay is willing to part with him, if he wants to be out of Green Bay. He's got a big hit, and also he's on the lower end of his career, man. And look, the Dolphins, they had this rebuild situation, so they didn't have Band-Aid, you know, players coming in on the team, right? You don't want to have Aaron Rodgers or Matt Stafford come in for 2-3 seasons, maximum 5 seasons if everything goes really well and they defy the odds of age like Tom Brady has, right? The Dolphins are looking for a guy that can be the quarterback for the future here. That's what a player like Tua Tagovailoa could be for you. That's what a player like Deshaun Watson could be for you, too. So Aaron Rodgers would be the only one there, but I think the QB carousel is going to be probably the most fascinating one, man. Everybody feels like they don't have a quarterback. Everybody feels like they need to have a quarterback. And a lot of people feel like they don't have time to wait for quarterbacks to develop into their own. So we'll see how the Dolphins really play this one out.
Yo, Crowder, I just sent you a text. Someone tweeted me a picture, and it says, Najee Harris got quads bigger than Crowder's head. Look at what I just sent you. Look at that dude's quads. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That's what I
Crowder, this dude will give you nightmares like all those NFL tight ends did, man.
Oh, taking shots. I love it. He's got man. What are they serving there in Alabama? We got action, Jack.
I got to turn it out to everybody.
Safin
dare bring up Tony Gonzalez. Safin.
I don't think it was Tony Gonzalez that we were worried about getting past you.
Antonio Gates.
Safin Dean is in Mobile. What about anything on the offensive coordinator position for the Dolphins? Is there any chatter on that?
You know, not much going on this week. I think the Dolphins are really going to try to wait out Senior Bowl week, deal with this in front of them. It's funny, Eric Stutesville and George Godsey are both kind of calling plays in some capacity here during Senior Bowl practice. I would expect that to continue in the Senior Bowl game as well. I don't think that's going to continue for the offensive coordinator job, though, although both were interviewed. I think Ken Dorsey, although that is a name that's been floated around there, I'm really not sure how much the Dolphins have interest in him. I think there is. I think Ken Dorsey definitely, what I've heard this week, too, about him specifically is that, you know, he deserves a lot more credit for Josh Allen's development the last 2 seasons, 3 seasons, even more so than Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator for the Bills there, too. You know, Dorsey helped Cam Newton out in Carolina, shown what he could do with Josh Allen here with Buffalo. He could be a great play caller and a great coach for Tua or Deshaun Watson, whoever you have as quarterback for the Dolphins here. The one thing about him, too, is we don't know if he can call plays and his experience calling plays. That obviously is what you need to do as an offensive coordinator. The inexperience there could definitely be a factor. And also, who knows if he wants to leave Buffalo, honestly. He's got a pretty good setup with Dable and Josh Allen there. So we'll see. It's still up in the air, though, on the offensive coordinator search.
So tell us a little bit about Mobile. What are you doing for fun? Have you gone out? Have you hobnobbed with any movers and shakers? We were talking with Solana yesterday. He used to go to Mobile when he produced for Big O. And I had these visions of, you know, Solana and Big O going to dinner with Dennis Dodd and Paul Feinbaum and Beano Cook. But apparently that's not what happened. And so I'm wondering what your experience in Mobile is like.
Man, so I went out Monday night, and it was just a complete ghost town, man. Like, I was really? In a bar, and it was probably 5 people, and, you know, 3 of them worked there. Tuesday was jumping a little bit. It was a little bit of a local night last night. A little bit too many locals for me, though, I would say that. I would say that the drinks were flowing, everything was all right. Still a little bit too many, you know, And then the mask wearing here is really, really unhinged.
Right. Do they wear the masks in Alabama?
I think it might be illegal to wear them here, man, to be honest with you guys.
Soften. Do you try to fit in? Like, did you bring old jeans and boots? Like, did you try to fit in with the Mobilians?
Crowder, I'm not like you, Crowder. Like, I'm not a big, you know, massive deal with dreadlocks. I'm a brown man, you know, and I'm short and stubby. Like, I there's no fitting in for me here, bro. I just got to drink up and yell Roll Tide. That's the only way I'm going to fit in here.
Wherever you're at in Mobile, you're the Muslim wearing a mask, right? That's you. That's the role you're playing in Mobile.
I'm lucky enough. In these towns where it's just white or black, people just call me off as black. They don't really think of me as the brown Muslim guy. So I guess I have that kind of going for me. That kind of helps out for me at the bars too, you know?
Boy, it's rough when you got a fake black. That's a tough city.
Damn. I don't fake it, man. I don't fake it. I get categories into it. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Great line. That's funny. Safid Dean, you'll get his Senior Bowl coverage in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com, the Sun Sentinel app. You can follow him on Twitter, Safid_Dean, D-E-E-N. We just talked here briefly about the Super Bowl, which is set. Do you love this matchup? Because I do. I love the old versus young, you know, Brady and the one guy that maybe could unseat his greatness 10 or 15 years from now, Patrick Mahomes. Do you love this matchup, and do you have a feel on the Super Bowl?
I really do like this matchup. I really wish Aaron Rodgers did pull that one out against Brady. You know, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league, but Brady Mahomes, old versus new, you know, the dude that ran the block for so many years, and Patrick Mahomes is going to continue running it for the next 15, 20 years, just like Brady did. You know, it's going to be an amazing matchup, man. I think the Chiefs definitely have too much firepower on offense. I think Brady might throw a couple more picks that might come to undo Tampa Bay. But what are we, like 10, 15, you know, 11 days away from that? Yeah. We'll see. It's going to be an amazing matchup, though. I really think so.
Safid, one more thing for me, man. If you could do me a big favor in Mobile, get like a little squirt bottle and walk behind Nick Saban and act like you sneeze and spray the back of his neck. I just think it'd be hilarious.
You think it'd be hilarious, huh?
Yeah. He won't hit you. He's not made like that. He's not going to hit you. He'll just turn.
All right, let's go viral. Get you viral, Safid.
He's probably the one that got the mask rule here, man. He'd probably just turn around and just sneeze on me.
So is it really shocking, though? Because, I haven't traveled anywhere since COVID started, but I have heard from friends of mine that have taken a road trip or whatnot, and they end up, you know, in one of the southern states, and they say really no one is wearing masks. And I go around Boca, or if I'm in Fort Lauderdale, like, I see masks in stores, in restaurants, eating outside. Like, you just don't see them there?
You see some people with them on. Yeah. I mean, the nightlife and people going out, I think people are obviously just out at the bar. They don't want to have it on. But yeah, it's not as liberal. It's not as flippant as I mentioned it, but
right.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. There's a lot of people don't got masks on, man. It makes me want to wear two of them now.
So what's the calendar for the rest of the Senior Bowl? When does it end?
Thursday, there's another practice. Friday, the guys are going to have off. Saturday is going to be the Senior Bowl game. We'll see how that game comes out, man. The Dolphins don't have really great quarterbacks on their side. They got the Texas quarterback, but they don't have, you know, any good quarterbacks on their side, really. So it could be just the Dolphins offense all over again, man. But otherwise than that, man, Senior Bowl ends on Saturday. We don't know what the draft, you know, there's going to be no combine in February, too. So that just adds to the importance of the evaluation this week. And it's going to be a long offseason, man. It's going to be a long road to the draft. We're just getting started.
I was just going to bring it back one more time to Devontae Smith, because I think that really is a lot of interest for Dolphins fans. And you had posted on your Twitter a picture of Devontae walking in yesterday. And, I mean, he really looks small. When you see him in person, is it jarring how small he is, knowing what he's going to be going up against? Or you can kind of put that all out of your head and just say, yeah, I've seen that dude do it on the field in Alabama. He won't have any problems.
Yeah, it's definitely that. I mean, look, you see him, he's He's pushing 6 foot. He's around 170 right now. I think he didn't weigh in just because, you know, he probably wanted to just gain some weight maybe the next couple months before pro day. But I would be wary of that, too, just for the fact that, you know, a guy that puts on a couple pounds extra in a rapid amount of time, that can have, you know, some bad effects on his knees, ligaments, ankles, things like that. Those could lead to injury. But, you know, what he did at Alabama, man, just getting around players, burning guys off the line of scrimmage, coming open so quickly, and just terrorizing, you know, opposing defenses throughout his 4 years there. I mean, I don't think you can really overlook that. And I think that's what Brian Flores pretty much said in his statement about, you know, Devontae Smith and his size yesterday was, you know, a good player is a good player is a good player. That's exactly what Flores said. I hate that I repeated that because it's so redundant. But when you have a player that can just completely flat out burn the defense and score touchdowns, he has secure hands, and he's really stayed relatively healthy most of his career. He did not miss a game at all at Alabama. So for all the talk about his size and his durability and all those things, I think he ended those concerns in college. But he's obviously going to have them at the NFL level. And he's a good player, man. Maybe you want somebody a little bit taller. Maybe you want, you know, somebody, you know, with a little bit more size. But take the conviction. If you have the conviction to take him at number three, or even the Jets, if you want to take him at number two, if you got a conviction to take him in the top five, take him, because you see what he performed like on the field.
Safid Dean, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Download the Sun Sentinel app. Follow him on Twitter, Safid_Dean. He's live in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. Thank you for making time for us, Safid. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We still have a lot of stuff to get to. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Clay Ferrero in the 4 o'clock hour. Quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
For those of you that listen to this radio program, you know Doug Plagans is our food expert. He and I share many of the same likes and dislikes when it comes to, you know, pop culture foods, fast foods.
We also have the food expert status. We gave
expert status, that is correct.
That's
correct. That's correct. We are self-titled food experts. We had a Rhonda Gadsden on yesterday, and he and I also share a lot of the same food likes and dislikes. But he said to us, in fact, do you have this sound, Solana? Aronde said if he's at a Super Bowl party or any kind of watch party, he will double dip a chip into the dip. You know, even though there's people there, listen to Aronde's methodology.
I give him the Chicken Little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
Would you double dip at a party?
I would not. But I must say, I've never met Aronde Gadsden, but always was a fan of watching him play back in the day. And he sounds, I've heard him on the radio, sounds like a really nice guy, but I would not double dip Chip.
It just seems wrong.
That's why we saw what happened with George Costanza. They got into the whole big thing when he double dipped the chip. And so I think that's why oftentimes at, you know, at events where there's a group of people and you're dining in a common area, there are small serving plates.
Exactly.
And there's usually a serving apparatus within the dip so that you can distribute it onto your small serving plate. And, you know, I would think that that would just be my standard operating procedure.
But, Doug, man, you a thick dude, man. You work out. You got the traps and the deltoids and the pecs and all that. Would you call somebody out for double dipping if you saw them at a party?
Great, great question.
I don't think I would. I think I would because let's say it's a salsa. And that salsa probably came from a larger container. I would probably go to the host of the event and ask for the container that it came in and just say, you know, we're running a little low. I'd like to go get some more of the salsa or, you know, can I see the salsa? It's really good. I'd like to see it. So the next time I go to my local grocer, I could buy some. And then I would distribute it onto my plate that way. I wouldn't want to get into a big thing.
You know, that reminds me a little bit of Solana when he holds the door open for someone and they don't say thank you. He mumbles under his breath, you're welcome. Right, it's a little similar, ooh. Solana. Do you feel like that's a little similar?
Yeah, I think Doug and I are clearly kindred spirits on this one.
Now, what about Hibachi?
Hold on, yeah. Doug. What do you have all these muscles for if you don't want to slap anybody?
Yeah, well, I really enjoy just personal fitness. But I will say this. I thought of you guys recently because I got some protein powder that's flavored on the outside. It says the flavor of it is Twinkie.
And oh, really?
It doesn't taste like, if I were to do a blind taste test, Twinkie is not the flavor that would come to mind, but it's good. It just tastes sweet. I don't know that I would think Twinkie, but I was lured in when I saw that there was
really
Twinkie flavored
your protein powder.
Powder,
like to maintain your health, you wanted something flavored like a Twinkie? It just,
yeah,
and
really,
I understand it's
I
not
really
a Twinkie, but yeah.
I was really intrigued, and over the years, root beer float, eggnog. I've tried so many different flavors of protein powder. Pretty much anything that's out there, I've given it a try. And I like this Twinkie one.
Seems like that it would be appealing, though, to fat people, not fit people. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we need a new flavor for the protein powder. Like, I think, you know, you do your basics, your chocolate, your vanilla, your strawberry. And then you go, we need to appeal to fat people. Okay, make it a Twinkie flavor. But it's like, well, we don't want fat people, though. Do we want to see our protein powder in the shopping basket of a fat person?
I think it's more along the lines of, you know, you might have somebody who's, you know, got that sweet tooth, and, you know, as much as they want a Twinkie, maybe they're trying to avoid that, and then they see that they can have their protein powder flavored like a Twinkie, and it sort of does the trick. And it is sweet. It is enough to, you know, give you that feeling that you just had something sweet.
But, Doug, they all taste like chalk. That's just
right.
Put chalk on there. They should put chalk on all of them.
Disagree. I think there are some really good ones on the market.
I'm having a tough time getting there. Like, oh, I just finished a great workout. I got to drink a Twinkie.
I understand. It's tough to comprehend.
Like, yeah, the strategy seems off on that one. Anywho, we talked yesterday with several guests about hibachi restaurants, and Crowder was pointing out that when he goes to the hibachi restaurant, the chef, you know, he does the little thing where he flings a shrimp off the spatula into one of the patrons' mouths, and Crowder refuses to be the guy that will catch a shrimp in his mouth. Do you go to hibachi restaurants?
Not all that often, I'd say. In the last year, I think I've been to one once, but I don't think I'd want to catch flying food in a restaurant either. I just think due to lack of coordination, there's no way I'd catch it, so I'm just going to avoid being that in that situation.
Do you, when you go to the hibachi restaurant, though, are you always, no matter how many times you've seen it, you're always intrigued by the onion volcano, and you have to Snapchat it or Instagram it?
I don't know that I've ever paid enough attention to see the onion volcano.
What? Huh? Wait, we may have to remove your expert status.
Well, first of all, if it was a volcano and onion is the main ingredient, I'm probably not intrigued anyway, because
what?
The only onions I like are White Castle onions and grilled onions at In-N-Out Burger.
The Onion Tower volcano? This is shocking, Crowder. This is shocking.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I guess my experience in the realm of onion volcanoes at hibachi restaurants is very lacking.
You know what? Let me tell you, because, Hawk, I brought this up yesterday. What about when they shape the rice like a heart, put the spatula underneath it, and make it beat? You like that, though, Doug?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, my God. I mean, what are we doing here? What's happening?
I guess I have some hibachi homework to do.
I think you do. I mean, this is a grave error on your part as a food expert. If you don't know the ins and outs of the hibachi chef routine, we kind of have to question everything, including your hockey knowledge.
Wow. I didn't realize they went hand in hand.
I'm just saying, this is so shocking that, I mean, you're drinking Twinkies, you're not paying attention to the onion volcano. I don't know what's happening anymore.
maybe we'll have to do a group outing to some hibachi, and you can introduce me to all these things.
I think so.
Doug, I got two more quick ones, Doug, we're on hibachi. What about the guy that gets fried shrimp sitting at the hibachi table, and they bring the fried shrimp from the back? Everybody hates him, right?
I know, there's always that
guy. Well, I guess when you go to the hibachi place, aren't you supposed to get something that came from the hibachi setup yes. that you're sitting in front of.
Yes.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's and always some guy, like, he's got to get a sushi roll. It's like, what? We're at the flaming table.
Well, isn't it, that's why you go to, like, there's a lot of restaurants will just have a hamburger on the menu just for the guy that goes to a place that doesn't like anything they
true.
Have. Like every Mexican
true.
Restaurant has a hamburger on the menu, for somebody who might not really.
Right.
They got dragged there by their friends who wanted burritos and stuff, and so they have to have a hamburger on the menu so that guy can be happy.
Yeah, terrible. Quickly, like my buddy T, you know, Hawk knows him. He ordered chicken tenders at Prime 112 one time.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't even speak to him.
Come on.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're easy to make, and they're probably everywhere because of the kids' menu, is my guess. Everybody has a
but
a
just
small
don't go out
menu with like a grilled cheese and a chicken tender. But you, yeah, I just think at that point there had to be something else that he'd like on the menu.
Right? I mean, what happened there? He doesn't like stone crab?
I've known him for 18 years. He's get a burger. That's what made me think about it. He's going to get a burger or chicken tenders at any restaurant we
That's
go to
it.
Around the world.
I love what Plagan said there, because there is like you're at a Mexican restaurant and they'll call it hamburguesa to make it look, but it's literally a cheeseburger. Like there's nothing that makes it special, you know. But yeah, I guess it's on the menu for a reason. It's because T might show up.
If people didn't buy it, they wouldn't put it on there.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Which I'm imagining is what's gonna happen to your Twinkie protein shake. So if you really like the flavor, I'd buy up a bunch of them now, because that thing ain't gonna be around next year. See you playing.
I think it might last. I had a pre-workout supplement once that was flavored like Warheads, and that was pretty good.
I mean, what are you doing? Warheads?
Yeah, you remember?
It's a sour candy.
Yeah.
Doug, they don't sell. How the hell is a protein shake gonna sell?
Yeah,
they're
like
always
a protein shake out of Junior Mints. Like, well, wait a second. We're not selling Junior Mints anyway. As mints, who's gonna buy them as a protein shake?
The Milk Dud shake, please. Can I have that Milk Dud?
Oh my God!
Good.
That's great.
I'll send you guys a picture.
No, I'm good. Doug Plagans, he's the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Tomorrow night, Panthers and Blue Jackets. Panthers will go for their fourth consecutive victory to start the season. You will hear it on 560 The Joe. Thank you as always, Doug. We love talking to you.
Thank you very much. Love coming on, and we'll talk soon.
There you go. We'll take a quick break. We went long there, but we had a lot of ground to cover. Quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Young boy, take it easy. Weight room is essential. You got to get in that weight room.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let me give you some of these Super Bowl prop bets. I'll give you some of the halftime stuff. This is from betonline.ag. How about this one, Crowder? How many players will miss the game due to COVID? Hmm. The over-under is set at 1.5.
Hmm, 2 weeks off, I would go over.
Really? Even knowing that you've got a Super Bowl, like, wouldn't you be extra cautious?
Yes, but just something happens. Like, I think Jimmy and Hero were cautious, and
right,
Avery
right.
Bradley were cautious. But, yeah, just something happened. You're talking about 53 guys, so 106 guys? Bro, I'd take the over.
Yeah, actually, that rationale, now I'm starting to think over on that one. Temperature at kickoff. I mean, this is good for you, Solana. You're our weatherman. Temperature at kickoff, over-under is set at 70.
Over.
Tampa, what's that, 8 p.m.?
Tampa, February. No, it's like 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Ooh, see, now they're playing with my emotions.
Yeah.
Hey, I go over.
Over. Wow. That's an easy one. Over.
Wow. That's an easy one. Now, length of the national anthem, we've hit it on the head maybe 3 years in a row on this one,
yeah,
Crowder.
Son. We killing it.
Now, do you know who's singing the national anthem?
No.
I just read it somewhere. I hadn't heard of it. I think it's a duet. Super Bowl national anthem. Do you know, Solana?
No, I'm trying to look it up here.
Two people?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of, like, I like the traditional national anthem. I don't like two people. I don't like when they do the guitars and violins.
Jasmine Sullivan. That's not a
duet. Jasmine Sullivan. You know her?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, she's an R&B singer.
She is an R&B singer, but she's going to, it says, will join country singer Eric Church for a special rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner before kickoff. So now here's my only thought is are they each going to take a verse or are they going to sing it together as a duet? Because if they're like going back and forth verse for verse, one might try to outdo the other.
They got to. That competitive nature,
and then,
baby.
A competitive nature, right? But then I think it would go. Anyway, the over-under is set at 2 minutes on that.
Over. Two people?
But I remember last year, if I remember correctly, it was a minute 53, and it went way under. But I forget who sang it. Oh, we'll have to do more research on this.
Is COVID affecting the budget? I've never heard of either one of these people.
I know. Neither have I.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Are they famous?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know Eric Church because I'm not a fan of country music, but Jasmine Sullivan's pretty popular. I'm not going to put her in the likes of The Weeknd or Lady Gaga or some of the past people who have performed at the Super Bowl, but she is pretty popular, certainly. And was it Christina Aguilera?
But those are halftime performers you're mentioning. I mean, do it more along the lines of national anthem singers.
Was it Christina Aguilera?
Clay just brought up Whitney Houston. Like, who is? I'm sorry, Jasmine Sullivan's probably a great young lady, but goodness gracious, it's not Whitney.
I don't know who she is. I literally don't know who she is. So.
What's her big song, Solana? You're gonna lie.
I don't think she has like one big song. I know one of her more famous songs is called Mascara, but I don't think she has like one hit, like a hit you guys would know.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, all budget. Right. That's COVID budget.
Let's see here. Prop bets. Who will be shown first during the national anthem, Andy Reid or Bruce Arians? Andy Reid is minus 140. Big favorite.
Yeah, I go with Andy.
Me too.
Defending Super Bowl championship coach, yeah.
And Bruce Arians has that contraption all over his body, and it'd be jarring for new viewers to football. You know, you have new viewers for the Super Bowl.
Do you think that that's a production meeting topic?
I think so,
I'm
kind of
with you, yeah.
Yes, I think so. Hey, we can't show Bruce Arians first. They're going to think that there's a guy with a bomb strapped to his chest here. People tune out.
It's not funny, but I'm laughing. Have you ever seen those, like, the oxygen machines that people
to
wear?
Yeah.
I swear to goodness, the first time I ever saw that thing strapped to his chest, I was like, man, he's coaching with an oxygen machine. This dude's a dog.
Who will be shown first during the national anthem, Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady?
Oh, Brady. Goat. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Brady's minus 140. He's definitely a favorite there. Will any player kneel on the sideline during the national anthem?
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Yes is plus 1,200. No is minus 5,000.
I bet a little something on that.
I mean, I don't think so, only because I don't think anyone on the Chiefs or Tampa kneels now, and I don't think they're going to choose to start on the Super Bowl.
I just think, man, there's a lot of young dudes. There's a lot of, you know, some guys are popping in my mind with the big lineman from KC. He's spoken out about, you know, the racial injustice and all. And what better place to do it, Hawk, to be honest?
A lot of money.
Biggest platform
in the world.
You can
make a lot of money. Plus 1,200 for a yes. You win $1,200 for a $100 bet.
I might throw a little something on there, bro.
What will be mentioned first during the actual game broadcast? Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl or Tom Brady's age of 43?
Oh, they're going to be in the same sentence. You just got to guess.
Right? Because the first time that they show him, there's 43-year-old Tom Brady playing in his 10th Super Bowl.
Or
10th Super Bowl for 43-year-old Tom Brady. This is why I love betting Super Bowl props, because you're going crazy over that sentence.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Let's bet that one. That would just be fun.
I love that. Man, there's so many prop bets. How many times will Belichick be said
over-under is set at 1.
No, is it the whole game?
It's just the game, right, but only game, not pregame, not halftime, not postgame.
I go over on that too.
Over?
Yeah. Because even when they bring up his Super Bowls, they would say, you know, at New England with Belichick, and you have to bring that up.
What will be said first? Warren Sapp, Rondé Barber, or Derek Brooks? Or Randy Crowder?
Guacamole. probably Sapp. I would say Sapp.
I think Sapp. Sapp is the big favorite there at 1-2.
He's the biggest worldwide name of that of those Tampa Bay teams. What was that, 2002?
Yeah.
2002? Yeah.
How many times will Joe Biden tweet during the game? We know Trump, I think like the over-under was 6 or 7. The over-under for Joe Biden is 0.5.
Over, but I think it's 1.
Yeah, I think it's 1. Think 1 tweet during the game.
Yes, just to show, like to show, you know, relatability kind of. The whole nation's watching this game, me too, as the new president.
Here's another one. What will be said first, COVID or pandemic?
You know what? Pandemic. They like to say that damn word.
So pandemic is plus 225. COVID is minus 350. So that we could definitely make some money on that one.
Yeah, the pandemic-ridden season or the COVID. I call it COVID season. A lot of people call it COVID season.
Yeah, I think COVID. I think I would bet COVID there.
Isn't
yeah.
pandemic, just the word pandemic, a little more professional, though? Like, don't they tend to stray right, away from COVID?
Where you feel more like they're professional broadcasters. This, of course, a pandemic
ridden season. They'd have one of them long pandemic ridden or something. They'd have a very professional phrase. I don't know. That's a tough one.
There's so many commercial ones. I don't know anything about the commercials. Flat Matthew, you know Flat Matthew from the Doritos commercials, Solana?
No. Flat Matthew?
Because no. I get it because it says actor to portray hashtag Flat Matthew in the Doritos commercials, and it's a whole bunch of different Matthews. Matt Damon, Matthew McConaughey, Matthew Broderick, Matt Stafford, Matt Dillon, Matt LeBlanc, or Matthew Perry. So is there some sort of controversy over who's going to be Flat Matthew?
I don't know, but I would just go Matthew McConaughey because he does everything. So I would just go McConaughey.
He does it in the Lincoln commercials, right?
What the hell is a Flat Matthew?
I have no idea.
Did you see Budweiser's not even doing commercials or something this year?
So that's a little bit misleading. So Anheuser-Busch is running commercials, but just not for the actual brand Budweiser.
Okay.
They're running Bud Light commercials, Michelob Ultra commercials, Bud Light Seltzer. They're just not running the actual brand Budweiser.
Oh, man. See, they made it seem like they were kind of philanthropic, and they're going to give it back to charity.
I know. Because the same thing, Coca-Cola is not running any ads for the Coca-Cola brand. They're running ads for other brands that they own.
Oh, they hit me with the hully gully.
Yeah. Oh, so who is? You just texted us, Solana. Who is Flat Matthew?
According to FanSided, it was revealed Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew, so you were right.
Yeah.
I would imagine that bet is no longer on the board if it's been revealed. But you would have won some money there, Solana.
Would've.
Solana, you've got $100 in the bank, by the way, on our gambling account because you had the one victory. Are you going to put it on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm definitely in on some of these prop bets. Like I have a strong feeling that pandemic gets said before COVID. I have a couple strong feelings here.
You got a strong take on that? All right. I like that. Yeah. I like to hear it. Well, we've got a couple weeks to figure it out.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.